you're not careful, you will miss this. But the Holy Spirit would have us to focus primarily upon this subject matter that Paul is addressing as he's ministering to the people of the Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 10, verses 23 and verse 24. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage, he began to speak to our heart about the state of the Corinthian church. Dear friends, the state of the Corinthian church is much like the state of the church in the day and time in which it is that we live. For you see, the Corinthian church had lost sight of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And many today have lost sight of the goodness and the glorious wonders of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we feel led today by the Holy Spirit to look how that we can regain the spiritual sight that the Lord so wants us all to have. When Paul was addressing this church, he addressed in a very unique, in a very special way. For you see, dear friends, the problem with the Corinthian church is much like the problem that we have today in our world. For you see, the Corinthians were a carnal church. They were a flesh-driven group. And Paul was addressing that desire that they have to satisfy the lust of the flesh. You say, Brother Lynn, how can we regain the spiritual sight that the Lord would have us to have? Oh, dear friend, say no to self and yes to Christ, and the Lord will bless you and praise His glorious name. He will help you and restore you and put you, praise God, where you need to be. As I looked very closely at this, I thought about the Corinthian believers, for many of them thought that because they were addressing God and because they were participating in worship, that all was well and that they were good. Listen, friends, I got news for you today. The Lord don't love you because you're good. The Lord loves you because He, praise God, is good. He's good. He's wonderful. He's gracious. And He's merciful. And He has a longing for us today to come to Him in unity, in spirit, and in truth, and in one mind, and one accord, to see clearly what He has for us today. God wants to bless us. And praise God, He has a desire to help us. I thought about the believers here in this time in Paul's ministry. For Paul wanted them, and the Holy Spirit today wants all of us to be willing to stay the course and to keep the faith and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to help us. Notice here, if you will, in the passage that we read, Paul writes, all things are lawful for me. Notice here what he was saying. He had liberty. He could go here. He could go there. He could go everywhere. The Lord didn't regulate his movements. What God desired for policy does us is to guide us in accordance to His will. And Paul said, I can do good, evil. It's up to me. I have a choice. And he let the Corinthians know that they have a choice. He said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. What does that word expedient mean? It means helpful. If God has gave you the liberty and He's gave you the free will to go about His business, God wants you to do things that brings Him honor, brings Him praise, and brings Him glory. But fear and you sway and you fall by the wayside and you get spiritually blinded, your actions are not helpful, nor are they bringing honor and praise and glory to God. You see, dear friends, what was the Corinthians doing? The Corinthians was doing like many of us today. They were going through the motions. They were walking a course according to their own will. And Paul was saying he had liberty. It was lawful for him to do these things, but they brought no good to him nor glory to God if his actions and if his course was not helpful to himself. You see, dear friends, we have opportunity. Opportunity to praise. Opportunity to bring glory to God. You see, the only way that you and I today will bring about the spiritual eyesight that the Lord would have us to have is when we say no to ourselves and yes to Christ and be concentrated and be minded about the will of the Heavenly Father. As we said just a little while ago, we ask. How many of us are asking the Lord, what can we do for you? Paul was about in accordance to the will of God. He had a desire to do the things that God would have him to do. When he stayed the course and he kept the faith, the Lord not only blessed him, but praise God, helped him. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to help us today to be the man, woman, and boy and girl that the Lord would have us to be and to bring about what we have and need in our lives so that we can be helpful to the world that is around us. You see, many of the people in Paul's day with the Corinthian church, their actions was not helpful to themselves nor those that was around them. They were acting in an expedient manner. Notice here what Paul would say. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Paul was saying, I'm walking blindly, going in accordance to the will of the flesh. I'm not building up. What I'm doing is I'm tearing down. The word edify, it means to build up. If you're not walking and talking and doing in accordance to the will of God, you're not building up. You're tearing down. That's why today we live like we do as spiritually blinded. God wants us to see. He wants us to know. You say, well, I know. Oh, I know. Oh, what did the Bible tell us in the book of James? And we're to be what? A doer of the word and not a hearer only. You see what was happening in the church in Paul's day. The Corinthians knew what to do. They felt they had the liberty to do. But the flesh was leading them down a pathway of pain and suffering and heartache. And they walked blindly. Trouble, and they would say time and time again, oh Lord, poor me. You see, you and I today are to walk in accordance of a divine drum. The beat of a divine drum, not a worldly drum. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I want to be able to spiritually see. I want to be about the business of the Almighty. Oh, praise be to God. And you can today if you'll say no to self and yes to Christ and put Him first and foremost in your life. The Corinthians, though they lost the eyesight of the Lordship of Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean that they could not be restored, no more than it means that we can't be restored. As long as Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and me, praise be to God, there's hope. There's hope. There's hope in Him. Not hope in us. It's old flesh will let you down. I got a lot of confidence in Ethan. Think the world of this young man. Love him with all my heart. But he's like me. He's a sinner saved by grace. He fails and comes short every day. But the one that Paul is pointing to, the one that Paul is declaring, is saying, the Lord has gave you liberty, and the Lord has blessed you. Now walk a walk and talk a talk that's pleasing to Him, that's helpful to yourself and those around you. And when we act in that manner, it brings honor, it brings praise, it brings glory to God. And not only are we edifying, but we're building up, and praise God, growing the kingdom. Growing the kingdom. Growing the kingdom. Is that not what it's all about? To see lives changed for the glory of God. Paul wrote this little letter of 1 Corinthians from the city of Ephesus. He'd been ministering there for a long time. And he had heard about the carnality of the Corinthians. He heard about their ways. And he heard about the way they conducted their lives with so many churches. Was under persecution, and so many was rebelling against heresies. The Corinthian church thought nothing of these things. The biggest fault and the biggest enemy and the biggest foe of the Corinthian church was their self. How many do you know? How many do I know? And self-destructing before our very eyes. How many? How many? How many do you know that's drugged out and strung out, falling by the wayside? They've had liberty. They make choices. They look at life as though they've got all the things figured out, but they're spiritually blind, and the deception of the devil is reigning supreme in their life. And I pray today we can be spiritually minded and be mission driven to show people the love of Christ and to take time in our lives to say no to ourselves and to Christ and bring a witness and a testimony that can lead to a life change with them. Paul saw how much influence the Corinthians could have. Notice here how he would continue. Verse 24. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. We'll read that again. Don't miss this. Let no man seek his own, but every man's another's wealth. What Paul is saying, let no man seek his own will, but every man around him. That word wealth here does not mean money. It does not mean anything in a monetary sense. When he's talking about wealth here, he's talking about well-being. If God has blessed you and he's leading you to help somebody, you're doing it with the wealth that God has so graciously given to you so that you can help them and their well-being and being what God would have them to be. God has blessed us. You might say, Brother Lynn, I don't have two nickels vehicles to rub together. Oh, that may be true, my friend. But if you're a child of God, you can rest assured of this. You have riches untold. 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 Praise God. See what Paul was saying? You understand what Paul was conveying here? He wanted them to reach down. He wanted them to take hold of what God had placed before them. So that they today could see, so that they today could move and be about the Father's business. You see, brother, friends, I'm not blind, but I need these to see that word. They're sitting right here. Now, if I want to read them, I'm going to have to reach down and pick them up. If people want to spiritually see for Jesus Christ, they're going to have to reach down and apply to their life what the Lord has placed before them. It's up to us. It's up to us. We have a choice. This is part of the liberty that Paul was speaking of. He had a choice to go, to do, or to serve. And he chose his Lord. And I pray today that we choose our Lord so that we can apply the spiritual insight and have the spiritual eyesight that the Lord would have us to have so that we could see clearer in that world that's around us. There's many ways to gain what God would have us to gain. But we're focusing today on one element, and that is self. Self. Why is that so important? There is something that gets in the way of the church in our day as it was Paul's day, and simply is put self. We put ourselves. We're to sacrifice ourselves. Now, I'm not patting Lynn on the back, no. I'm not patting Bob on the back, no. Listen, if the Lord's leading, if the Lord's guiding, and the Lord's directing, then let us sacrifice. Was it hard for you to get out of that bed this morning? You get up and come to church? Was it? Was it hard? Man, it's hard. I rolled out at 5 this morning. Knowed I had to run to the hospital this morning. Knowed I had all these things to do. Thought I was going to be late getting up here this morning. And I tell you, I could have laid there another 30 minutes. Just to be honest with you, Bob, I could have laid there another hour. Kyle, maybe an hour and a half. I was tired. But oh, I know that greater He's that is within me than he that is in the world. And I know, praise God, that my Lord Jesus Christ blesses and He enables us to lay self to the side to bring glory to His name. Paul, writing to this church, is saying to this fleshly driven bunch, listen, friends, God's blessed you. God's blessed you. He's blessed me. Now let us be a blessing to Him. I thought about that when I was studying this last week. And the Holy Spirit was leading us. Now remember what Jesus spoke about in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 22. You remember there when Jesus was answering the Pharisees that was questioning Him. They asked this question. They said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus saith unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now listen to this. This is the first and greatest commandment. Then he followed it with one that hit home. Hit home with Paul, should hit home with all of us.
When you sacrifice self for the greater good of others, listen to what Jesus said. The second commandment, Matthew 22, verse 39. And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, praise God. Who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is who that comes before you that has a need that God has blessed you to be able to address that need in accordance to His will. That's what Christ is saying. You heard about the one that was on the road of Jericho, and that good Samaritan came by. You know, a priest combined it and ordered him. Levi, scribe combined it and ordered him. But that old Samaritan, that old hated man, that old man that was looked down upon and was ridiculed by the world, bent down, pressed him with his love, brought oil, he brought wine, put him on his own beast. He done what was needed so that that man could be cared for. Did it inconvenience the Samaritan? He probably had somewhere to go and something to do. But I tell you today, friends, I believe it. Just as sure as we're here today at Pine Hill Baptist Church, because he was willing to lay self to the side and spiritually see the will of God, I believe the Lord blessed him and enabled him to do things in accordance to God's will. He too could have passed him by. You know, I thought about something. We're all here today. We're all here today. Blessed. Blessed. Each and every one of us are blessed. Listen, Kathy, aren't you thankful that somebody came in your life that didn't pass you by, who shared the word when you was a little girl? Or a young man, or met a wife who loved Jesus and talked to you about the Lord? Ain't it good, Kyle, to be blessed with a family? Loving, caring. What if they passed us by? Where would we be today if people weren't willing to sacrifice self and to bring glory to God by doing what it is that the Lord would have them to do? I was once blind. God, now I see. I can see. Because of the sacrifice of others who gave of their self so that I can have through the will of God. You and I today, dear friends, we are the hands and we're the feet of Jesus Christ. Just talk to Brother Joe back there, just come back from Africa. He knows firsthand. We know that the one we serve and praise God belong to never leaves us, nor does he forsake us. And I'm so thankful as an old ragged sinner in need of a Savior. Somebody walked by one day and shared Jesus with me. Not because they had to, but because they were led to. And that God had gave them spiritual sight to see me in my name. Work of the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. And if we today have a desire to have spiritual sight, allow the Lord to enlighten us and to bless us. And He'll remind us of where we were, where we've been, and praise God, where we are because of the sacrifice of others. My daddy's back there. I'm thankful I grew up in a Christian home. You might be here today, you might say, well, Brother Lynn, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. Well, listen, you're here today by the influence of a Christian. Be thankful. Be thankful. And God will give you that spiritual insight that you need to have that spiritual sight that makes a difference in someone's life. Praise God for His marvelous goodness. Let's stand to our feet.